Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from January the 30th, 2023. My name is David Clark, and I'm one of the analysts here at NASDAQ, Dorsey Wright. And taking a look at Friday's performance, it was a positive one for many U.S. equity indexes. Leading the way to the upside was the NASDAQ composite, up almost 1% there, up 95 basis points. From there, we saw most other asset classes in negative territory. Leading the way to the downside was crude oil, down 1.64%. We also saw EFA and EM just down in negative territory slightly as well. Coming on over to the chart of the Russell 2000, the reason we talk about that this morning is it achieved a pretty notable feat following Friday's action. It moved above that 1910 level, which clears resistance at 1900 that dates all the way back to September of this year, or pardon me, last year. It's been quite some time since we've seen that this 1910 level, looking back to really the early mid part of August of last year. And at this point, if you look over at the chart of NASDAQ 100 and even NASDAQ composite, seeing similar movement in terms of clearing resistance level, with the NASDAQ 100 in this case moving up above that 12,200 level, clearing resistance of the prior rally highs back there in December. For this particular index, for these tech heavier indexes, we do see further resistance here at 12,700, as well as the August rally highs here at 13,700 as well. So further resistance to compact for some of those, but Russell 2000 being one where we're seeing it trade at levels we haven't seen since August of last year, being the first notable index to move above prior resistance there. On the indicator level, looking at PTSPX, which is the positive trend indicator for the S&P 500, measuring their percentage of stocks trading above their bullish percent line within the S&P 500, and following Friday's action, moved above that 70% mark. And at this point, seeing the 70% mark for the first time in more than a year, and now suggesting that really more than two out of every three stocks within the S&P 500 are trading above their bullish support lines right now. So not only are we seeing the bullish percents at higher levels reaching near the 70% marks, but we're also seeing the PTs reach these levels as well. This is a pretty big earnings week upcoming for many of the S&P 500. Roughly 112 stocks within the S&P 500 will report earnings this week. Most of the action starts off tomorrow with Tuesday, and among those names is going to be AMGN. The reason we talk about it is it's fallen to a 2-for-5 here recently, broke a triple bottom here at 256. Now keeping an eye on support there at 244. So might look at 244 as a possible support level, as well as at 224. And you know, potentially, if you saw those prices, might see further technical breakdown. If you saw 240, you would see a fall to a potential 1-for-5. And from there, seeing much of the recent attribute deterioration coming from the reversal into a column of those on both its market and PRS chart last week. So pretty notable there to keep an eye on AMGN. Additionally, a potential stock that'll report Tuesday as well is going to be Caterpillar, CAT. It's a 4-for-5, ranks in just inside the top third of the machinery and tools sector matrix there. When we look at the stock, looking like a potential candidate, ideal candidate for a protective put if it's been a near-term holding or possibly even a long-term holding, depending on your preference. At this point, only looking at support at 248 there on the default chart. We saw a pretty notable run-up through the latter part of last year and early part of this year. Really, again, could be an ideal candidate for a protective put as we see CAT is trading in overbought territory. So really wouldn't even look to add to it at this point. But it will look forward to pull back a little bit and maybe even revisit that 248 before you would potentially add a full exposure onto it. But it is, again, one to keep an eye on. Might even be a protected put candidate that you might look to. McDonald's MCD also reporting on Tuesday. At this point, probably the most actionable among the names we've talked about so far. Looking here at MCD, still maintains a column of X's, although a move below 272 there would actually move it into a column of O's, or pardon me, 268 would move it into a column of O's there. And at this point, looking at support there at 260. So just giving you a few levels to keep an eye on. While a move above 284 would actually be a second consecutive buy signal for the stock, first time since 2021. Thursday is going to be the big day for many of the S&P 500 stocks reporting earnings is roughly a third of the stocks are reporting earnings will do so on Thursday. The three big ones that folks will obviously be keeping an eye on, first being Apple, AAPL. It's a 3-for-5, recently moved back into a positive trend, is rallying up to some pretty significant resistance here from 148 all the way up to really the 158 level. So for the next $10 has levels of resistance to combat against. And now looking at the 52-week low that we saw made last month there at 126. So keep an eye on that 126 level, and potential reversals would occur with move below 140 here. Another stock that folks will definitely be keeping an eye on for Thursday is going to be Amazon, AMZM. While it has rallied, moved back into a positive trend, similarly to Apple and some of these other tech names, rallying into resistance here at the moment at 102 as well as at 104. While we've seen some of the indexes like the NASDAQ 100, NASDAQ Composite, clear their resistance from December and things like that. You know, it's been interesting to see that it's been quite a few other names other than these common ones that we've talked about, other than Apple, Amazon, and Google. Not to say that they haven't participated, but historically, these have been the ones that everybody's looked to as the primary drivers behind that. And ultimately, you would say they weren't the primary drivers. They were sort of hanging out in the passenger seat as well as in this rally. But seeing a lot of these names rally into resistance, really low attribute names. So technically speaking, not something we're looking to buy. If you've traded at this point, you know, you might look at this rally into the resistance. Here's an opportunity to exit the position if you're looking to maybe lock in a gain, or again, if you've traded the position. And similarly, if you could look at Google, GOOGL, in a similar fashion, although slightly improved attribute, that's really only maintained because you've seen the stock maintain a long-term RS buy signal versus the market and its peer group, which isn't to be discounted. But similarly, on its chart action, we've seen it rally into resistance here at 100, 102, and even 104, pretty similar to Amazon. And would look to potentially, if you've traded this stock, you might look to go ahead and exit the position. If maybe you're looking to sell out of it to lock in a gain, may also look to do that as well here as it's rallied into resistance. But again, it'll be key to see if these stocks are able to push above these resistance levels. We saw the NDX and NASDAQ Composite achieve that following Friday's action. But we'll see if these stocks are able to do that and participate along with those indexes that they lie within. But as always, if you have any questions about a stock you may be looking at, as we talked about, it's going to be a big earnings week. So feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a good start to their week.